At KVGC, news time is now 8 minutes after the hour. Topping the news for a Wednesday, it's the first day of May for 2019. The state's Public Utilities Commission is finalizing a plan for companies like PG&E to de-energize lines during times of high fire risk. PG&E has been under pressure in recent years as a growing number of high-profile fires have been linked to its equipment. Calling it a measure of last resort, the company is proposing to de-energize lines if the need arises as a preventative measure. PG&E spokesperson Jeff Smith says the utility is telling all 5 million of its customers that they do have the potential to be impacted and that they should have a plan if and when their power needs to be turned off and that the outages could last multiple days. According to Smith, no single factor will drive a public safety power shutoff, but factors in that decision include a red flag warning from the National Weather Service, low humidity levels, forecasted sustained winds above 25 miles an hour, or excessive winds over 45 miles an hour, extreme fuel conditions, and on-the-ground observations. Smith says that PG&E's goal is to send customers alerts 24 to 48 hours prior to shutting off power. More information on the PSPS program is expected to be released this month.
Well, detour signs and electronic message boards have been put in place, announcing the upcoming closure of Ion Michigan Bar Road from 104 to Highway 16. Now, that section of roadway will be closed May through October, while the County of Sacramento replaces the bridges over Buckeye and Willow Creeks. Now, the entire project will include replacing the existing bridge at Buckeye Creek with a single-span precast concrete girder bridge and replacing the existing bridge at Willow Creek with a cast-in-place reinforced concrete bridge. Now, both bridges will be fitted with see-through guardrails and have an expanded width to accommodate future bike lanes. Some preliminary work has started, but detours will not be in place till the major project work begins. Now, while local access for property owners and residents on Ion Michigan Bar will be allowed, all other traffic on 16 will be routed to 124 into Ion. The anticipated construction time for the project runs now through October. And I said May through October, that is starting today.
And looking for for a bit of a traffic tie-up in Jackson on Friday. Water Street between Summit Street and McDowell Street will be closed for paving. The City of Jackson, the Jackson Rancheria Development Corporation, and Campbell Construction will be completing roadway restoration of Water Street in the vicinity of the Ledger Dispatch Building. No vehicle traffic will be allowed through this area for the entire workday on Friday. Motorists will be required to take alternate routes using Court Street and Highway 88. Businesses and residents in this area will be given limited access. Delays are to be expected. Please use caution when driving near this closure and obey all traffic control measures. Again, this closure is for this Friday only, May 3rd. If you have any questions, please call the City of Jackson 223-1646.
And the Amador Tuolumne Community Action Agency has a new leader. Joe Bors has been named the new executive director for the agency, replacing Raj Rambob, who announced his departure in late 2018. Now, Bors had served as ATCA's Director of Energy and Water Conservation Programs, a post he held for nearly 4 years. Now, before coming to ATCA in early 2015, Bors worked for Boeing Satellite Systems as an executive-level program manager in the field of space-based telecommunication systems and ground system development. Through the course of his 35-plus-year career, he managed $250 million in program budgets, including spacecraft attitude and control, mission system design, and KU band communication systems for the Space Shuttle program. Now, formed back in 1981, ATCA is a public nonprofit through a joint power agreement between Tuolumne and Amador counties. Part of the agency's vision, residents to become self-reliant, healthy, and free from economic hardship. Its overall annual budget is over $10 million, and ATCA employs over 150 local residents to provide services.
And Calaveras County's celebrated Jumping Frogs have launched their annual Goodwill Tour to build excitement for the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee. Every year, the Frogs promote Frog Jump in advance by appearing around Calaveras County and beyond. The Frogs' debut will be tonight at the fair kickoff dinner at the fairgrounds, and then they'll hit the road with their entourage. The tour includes many local schools in the days leading up to the fair, as well as the state capitol jump on May 8th in Sacramento and the Calaveras County government jump on May 14th in San Andreas. In addition to exhibition jumping, the Frogs and their handlers have a lot to croak about at their tour stops. They'll note that the 2019 year is the 33rd anniversary of the Frog Jump's world record set by the late Lee Guidici and his frog, Rosie the Riveter. Back in 1986, Rosie jumped an unprecedented 21 feet, 5 3/4 inches. Competitors have tried to break that record ever since. Last year's winner was Laura Kitchell of Angels Camp. Her frog, named Reckless, jumped 19 feet, 4 1/2 inches. The Frog Jump this year runs May 16th through the 19th at Frogtown in Angels Camp.
And the 2019 Foothill Conservancy Annual Dinner, set for Saturday, May 18th, and this year will honor Conservancy Director and Community Leader Susan Bragstad of Amador City. Bragstad, a founding member of the Conservancy and Kennedy Mine Foundation, the Motherlode Land Trust, Farms of Amador, and Amador Farmer Markets, or Farmers Markets. Now, after retiring from a successful architectural career in the Bay Area, she moved to Amador County in 1983 and quickly became engaged in the community. She also founded the Amador Olive Oil Company, Amador County's first modern olive oil producer, which she manages to this day and owns and operates. Susan is the vice mayor of Amador City, previously 4 years as the city mayor. Now, the dinner will begin at 4 p.m. at Carmare Vineyards and Winery in the Shenandoah Valley, featuring delicious meat and veggie offerings from Taste Restaurant and Wine Bar, no-host Carmare Wines, live music from Wicked Sisters, a fabulous raffle, and live and silent auctions. Tickets are only $65, available from the Conservancy office in Jackson or online at Brown Paper Tickets. For more info, contact Carolyn at 223-3500.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning. It's the first day of May for 2019. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCradio.com.